Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Very happy to be joined by a gentleman who has his finger on the pulse of everything going on in Green Bay, who must be just juggling about 12 things at once right now, some big projects. But the thing we need to talk to him first about, Jim, is something you brought up.
Well, I bring up everything.
You brought it up 5 minutes ago?
Public market?
Has anybody ever been attacked by a goose?
Oh, I don't care about that.
Ever been attacked by a goose?
I just want to say that.
Brian Johnson, Green Bay Alderman, President of Broadway Association.
Before that, I want to say that the geese have been here for some time.
Mm-hmm.
The trail was built in 90, when was that trail built? 99? 2000, whatever. And we've had geese on there, and you were complaining this morning a lot about the geese droppings, and you said it was a health hazard. I'm not sure about that, but I think it should be cleaned up. But I said, you know what? I know people complain, but I've never had someone say that they were attacked. That would change the way I handle this. Mm-hmm. And then Alderman Johnson walked in.
Says, Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
this is quite the conversation to walk into. Yeah, so I just said I had been attacked by one riding my bike down the East Trail. Tried to walk around the goslings and the mother, and she jumped on my back. And those wings are pretty powerful.
They are. Strong
yeah.
bird.
They are.
So they can't hurt you. Be careful.
It takes a 12 gauge to bring them down. It really does.
Or a really good shot.
Yeah.
Wow. So are they edible?
Oh gosh, yeah. I'm not a big fan though. Do you?
I've never had them.
Real gamey. It's kind of like duck. I don't like duck either.
Yeah. So John,
but you were actually attacked by a goose.
I was.
Yes.
And you know, but these things used to be rare. I mean,
I know.
They used to ship them in because they were such a cool thing to have out in the county park. They used to bring them in here to breed them.
Yeah.
Something else the county did to us.
here we go.
But John was saying
here
that
we go.
We have deer hunting in the city.
Yeah.
And would you ever lobby for goose hunting in the city?
Do they do deer hunting with guns?
I don't know.
I think they're only culling the herd, right?
I mean, they'll
bring in the DNR sharpshooters and
different things.
But you got to get permission from the landowner.
Oh, it's a big thing.
But they do that.
But they do it. There's a lot of places, cities that do it.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's bow and arrow, though, right?
Well, yeah. As far as I know, yeah.
You could take out one of those geese on a bow and arrow.
Me?
Yeah.
I could take him out of the golf club.
That's too violent.
All right. Sorry.
Anyway, we're going to think about
Brian
that.
Brian Johnson.
More
big,
important
big
stuff.
Big meeting last night at the Green Bay City Council.
Oh, it was a burner. We were there till after midnight.
Wow. You know, Ben called me from Channel 11 and asked me if I was going, because there's a couple of things on the docket that I'm, you know, involved with. And I said, you know, I got to be honest with you, Ben. How long do you think it's going to go? He goes, really long. I said, Jim and I were at an event the other night that went 5 hours. And we get up at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
I said, I don't feel like sitting at something for 5 hours.
We were at the Whammy Awards, which was great.
It was great, wonderful.
We got there
at 5, we left about 10:30.
Right. Yeah. And we're with, it's all bands, and a lot of them are rock bands. Well, that's their peak. You know, that's like,
yeah, they went on
that's
park.
Like
yeah,
9
yeah.
o'clock
the,
for
the
us in the morning.
The night was just
starting. Yeah, they're like, drinking beer. How are you guys doing? We're tired, you know.
We're like, we got to get, Jim, I would literally be in bed right now.
I would have traded spots any day for that one.
Yeah, I bet. It was great.
People.
That was a great thing to have in Green Bay.
That Whammy Award thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
bring
it was awesome. You saw the glam band cleaned up. So, anyway, yeah, and people, you know, Frank emceed it, and people are saying, to the band members, oh yeah, those two guys, they got a radio show, they're funny, and this guy comes up to them and be like, we're funnier in the morning.
Yeah, a lot funnier.
We're a lot funnier.
We just
want to
get her done.
We want to get the hell out of here. And then the president came on yesterday to kind of recap the event, and we didn't let him off. He was on the air. We're like, look, we'll come next year, but we want to be on a hell of a lot earlier than 10:30. Anyway, so last night you were there, midnight meeting. That's different, but it's not. It's happened many, many, many times
before.
Look,
it used to happen a lot more with you. You had a much more contentious council. You like to get a few
Todd,
jabs
ring the
in.
Bell.
But yeah, look,
you.
We've had a much more cordial council. And I would say last night was the same. It wasn't, you know, this wasn't a long meeting driven through divisiveness. It was just tough challenges and problems.
Well, that's a huge project, too.
It is. It is.
So which one are we talking about right now?
We're talking about the Cherry Street Landing, 265 apartments, $70 million assessed value, potentially.
Yeah, look, this is a significant project. I mean, the assessable value of this is bigger than Schreiber Foods. And so, obviously, you know, Jim, you look at some of the legacy projects you had, like Schreiber City Deck, the roller coaster. You had a lot of nice legacy projects, Green Bay Packaging. This is going to be Mayor Grenrick's project. And it's substantial. It solves a housing need, a dramatic housing need we had. It gets a building on a lot that we've been advertising for 20 years. We've done at least three RFPs on this lot for something with this level of massing. This is exactly what we've been looking for.
Yes. And the other part of the plan was to raise the Boston store and have that be our central park. And I hope you're still working on that.
That's a little harder to do right now.
And then I had lunch with the mayor yesterday, and he was saying, well, they said you mentioned some stuff about their building. I'm like, the only thing I mentioned was that was going to be a park, and that's documented. I took it through the Planning Commission, the Redevelopment Authority, the City Council, and me. And it's supposed to be a significant development on the Cherry Street lot, which you are doing right now. And then we were going to raise the Boston store, which we should still do, and have that be like, we have the City Deck, which is awesome, but just a central square in our downtown. So I hope that's phase two.
Yeah. Well,
tell me about the project.
Well, 268 luxury apartments, which, you know, a lot of times is met with resistance. We don't need more luxury. The reality is we do. We do not have this type of product in anywhere in the city of Green Bay, let alone greater Green Bay. So this is going to push the ceiling. You need this type of product. Our housing study has demonstrated it. But more importantly, it frees up units downstream. It's called filtering, right? So when you have higher income earners right now that are occupying units that lower income earners need. And so this frees them up.
So my house may go on the market when you're done with this thing.
But we'd love to have you.
I know. And I would love to do that because there's no maintenance. It's luxury. You got a dog. You got an internal dog walking place?
Well, dog washing station.
A dog washing station.
Yeah, there's no indoor mall here.
He'll like that.
Oh, Milton?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, he's got to come in. He's got to vote.
Well, he's got a rooftop swimming pool.
Right. Yeah.
These are amenities that a lot of people are looking for that we need to attract to Green Bay.
And there are cities that, we don't have it, but there are cities. Indianapolis has one of these things, and there's some nice, this is great. So why midnight? I mean, what was the controversy? You say it wasn't controversy, but it was just a learning night?
Yeah, a number of items, right? But this one in particular, there's some concerns raised by the neighbors that we have to address. And I think there's really productive ways for us to do that. And so we solved that and moved on. You know, you try to, out of any of these situations, sometimes you cannot get a win. You just can't. This one, I think we can get a win. So we worked really hard at doing that. And
What's that?
Well, I think
I'm just kidding. What's a win? As long as I won.
Yeah.
No, I think that's great. The neighbors have called us too. And you know, we did that, that trash cleanup. We stopped in some businesses and people are concerned, but their concerns can be overcome. And that's your job to do that.
So. Well, looking at the end of the day, this lot's zone D2, which means it's designed for our highest intensity uses in downtown. You can build right up to the lot lines. Mm-hmm. It's what it's designed for. It's your inner city. It's your core. Right. This is where all of your activity comes from.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. What about the other projects going on?
Yeah, Veterans First, I think, was a big one that you're probably really interested in.
And I was going to say,
Veterans Cottage Court.
And you had some veterans there last night.
We had many veterans there last night.
Okay, yes. I just heard, I know the chaplain was there.
Yeah, I mean, it was a full house.
Wow.
There was overflow into the second room.
Really?
So,
oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. That's big.
But we had, very spirited conversation around that one as well. That's an important product. We need to figure out how to get that done. It's this particular site has created some challenges. You know, the neighborhood has raised a number of concerns that they have, and they can't be totally dismissed. But we also have to figure out how to get a product like this to market because it's serving a really important need with a very important demographic.
I could sit here and talk about that all day, having been involved with that. And the one thing I think that is hurting them. And Gail's a great friend of mine, and her and I have talked about this. There's a connotation of these things in other parts of the country that kind of turned into flop houses, where it'd just be like a guy, like a developer, says, I'm going to build these little houses, and boy, look at me, how nice of a guy I am. I'm letting veterans. But there was no vetting. There was no whatever. Mm-hmm. There was no whatever.
No management.
No management. And the media kind of jumped on it. It's like, oh, look at this was supposed to be for veterans, and they're run down, and there's drug issues. And that has happened in some places in the country. I know of that. But these people are bending over so far. Gail and Aaron, wonderful group that she's got to make sure none of that happens. And if it does, they take care of it immediately. I just wonder if there's a preconceived notion of what this is going to be like versus what they see it as. Do you understand what I'm saying, Brett?
Yeah, that's hard with any new project. You got to try to get people to visualize what it's going to be and not what they perceive it to be.
Exactly.
And I think in this case, Kim and Gail, the organizers, have done a wonderful job with responding to that feedback.
Exactly.
You know, there were concerns about leadership and their board, and they went out and recruited an A-list board.
A-list.
You've got some incredible people that are behind this organization who have
General Ammerman, Daniel Ammerman, the general. Yeah. He was here. If you could find a more quality person than that, please point him out to me.
You bring a general on board. And one of the things when they first came in, Brian, this was a long time ago, but I'm like, look, those tiny homes, I get concerned with outdoor stuff. I don't like that when you drive by. And the first thing they're building is the garage to store. And I thought that was like a good, like, oh man, they're not going to wait. They're going to build it first. I think that was a good move. The other thing, I think the neighbors' concerns, and I didn't, you know, obviously wasn't at the meeting last night, but those got to be overcome. It would be great if there was a veterans village built somewhere that actually increased the value of the neighbors, because then it would be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Look, at the end of the day, these are homes.
Tough, to be honest with you, but it's one of those things that these people, I mean, it's going to be built so cool that if they don't have pride in their own property, then something's wrong.
There you go.
You know what I mean? They got to have pride in their own thing. And when I was with the Veterans Village in Appleton, you know, some of these people, you know, it's basically an apartment. It used to be student housing. So it was really, I'll be honest, there was nothing, you know, whatever, compared to what they're talking about here. But for those people to move out of this, basically a dorm room, into something that's theirs, that, you know what I mean? It's they live, this is my house. This is my, that is, pride-wise. And so many of these people have had issues. I'll be the first one to admit that, okay? But this is such a great chance for them to turn their lives around. And you know what? Far be it for me to say, well, you know, if that was in my neighborhood, you know what I mean? So you got to, you know, and I understand that. That's where they live and everything and stuff coming. But all I'm saying is, I just wish they'd give this a chance. I just really do.
But I will give them credit. This is a bootstrap thing, but I'll give them credit for coming out and working with the neighbors, going
absolutely
to meetings,
trying everything.
You know, unlike St. John's, who just did it behind our back, and now we're paying hell for it. So, I hope they can work through these issues. And Ryan, you referred it back to committee, or what did you do with
it? Yeah, we referred it back to staff. We have to find a solution between the county, city, and the organizers.
It's still not there, is it? Yeah. Okay. You can stick around, right, Brian?
Yeah.
Brian Johnson, Green Bay Alderman, of course, on Broadway, back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning, WGBW WISS with Brian Johnson from downtown Green Bay, Alderman, and of course on Broadway. You've got just so many things working in your corner these days, Brian. Jim, this is your wheelhouse. Take it away.
Well, I think the last time you were on, Brian, we talked about the public market, and since then you got a significant, what do they call it, lead gift?
Lead gift, yeah.
You got that. How is that project going? I drive by there quite often.
Yeah, exceptionally well. You know, we're over 60% fundraised, but a project like this, you oftentimes bring in financing to close gaps so that you can get started, and that's what we did. We significant demolition going on over there right now. Most of the interior is demolished. We're going to start exterior renovations here soon. So, you know, we have to reconstruct that entire exterior facade. So it's going to look different. It's going to have a whole new envelope.
I used to work in that building.
No kidding.
With the real estate company.
And who owns that?
We do. On Broadway does.
On Broadway does.
It's owned by a nonprofit organization that's, you know, the most successful public markets, that they're owned and operated by the nonprofit, but that does not make them tax exempt. We still pay taxes on the property just like any other property owner.
I was asked to leave there one day. I went in on the weekend to do some work in my office. They had some kind of a thing going on. I don't know if it was the drag show or some kind of a thing where it's like, if you didn't buy a ticket, they didn't want you in there.
It might have been before my day.
Might have been.
But they've had some events in that in that.
That was a big time thing, and it was expensive tickets, and it's like, no, we don't want you here unless you bought a
ticket. The whole chili cook-off used to be there,
I did a big book signing. They used to have a big book signing thing there for all local authors. It was a cool space for those kinds of things.
Yeah, that's part of the Untitled Town.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
The timing on this, so you got 60%, like cash in the bank and then you financed 40%. Is that, or whatever.
Yeah.
I guess, are you going to have this open by everybody, you know, the new big next event in this, with all the stuff we have going on, it's overshadowing everything is the NFL draft, but is that your time?
And I got to say one, backing Jim up on one thing, he's a firm believer in this. It's easier and cheaper to knock something down and build from scratch than it is to try to reconfigure something else. Yeah, are you finding that at all?
Yeah.
Look, this building actually has a really strong cell, our shell. So it was cheaper for us to gut out the interior.
Okay.
But it's a 40-year-old building. We've had some folks say that's a historic building. You can't touch it. I'm like, well, it's older. You know, I'm older than the building. Am I historic?
I graduated from high school. Yeah.
Are we talking about looks or just chronological? I'm just kidding. You said, am I historical?
I see what I put up with every day, Brian.
Yeah, but the draft is our goal. It's a lofty goal, right? And we know that we can have this thing constructed by then. That's not the issue. The issue is, can you get enough quality tenants in there before then? So we'll probably do this in phases, right? We'll try to get a partial open for the draft just to experience a work in progress. But then, you know, then we've got to really get it full. And these things take a lead up time. Milwaukee Public Market didn't exist the way that it does today the first day it opened. It takes time.
Right. All right. That's going to be a good project. What else you got working?
Well, one of the things we're passionate about, Brian, is the Heritage, whatever you want to call it, the Statue Plaza, I guess.
Packard, yes.
Yeah. What's the word on that?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, with the Adams Street development coming in there, you know, we're going to have to do something with that. So we've had some really productive conversations with different parties throughout the community, including the two of you, about possible sites, including Cliff as well, right? You guys have talked
Crystal,
to Cliff,
yep.
And I think he's got some really good thoughts around what we can do with that. But we need to not preserve it in place, but preserve it, right?
In the downtown.
Yes, that's critically important.
People want it out at Lambeau Land. That doesn't where it belongs downtown.
Because this is where the Packers were formed, right here.
100%.
Greatest franchise in sport 100%. History.
So there's a story here.
Exactly.
And
this was ground zero. Right?
Mm-hmm. And I do, the mayor is like, what do you think? Which is nice. He's not like saying this is where it's going to go. I don't know what mayor would ever do that, but So we're going to be, there's going to be a really solid with the businesses who I think have a lot at stake. I mean, I was presented with the number of people that have seen it, the visual imprints from 3 Monday night games it was on, and that's just all cool stuff for the downtown. So
you think about the Fonz statue in Milwaukee, right? There are things that people will go out of their way to see.
Right. Absolutely. And get their picture taken with it.
Yep.
We had mentioned before, but Johnny and I were working during the day and when we played the Lions. And you wouldn't
steady
believe
steady stream of blue Honolulu shirts, blue jerseys right. walking by this window.
Yeah, that's
steady
unfortunate.
Stream all day. Yeah.
Did they beat us that game?
No, we beat them.
Oh, good.
Didn't we?
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, as long as they spent their money here.
Exactly. Right, they did. And they loved it. You know, they loved that. They loved the we love Green Bay sign back here.
Yeah.
I mean, those little things are really.
And they'll look for them.
Yeah.
They will.
It's not like they're going to stumble across it. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. And then the trolley tours is very important to the Packers. Of course, they own part of that. So when people had suggested some things that's not visible by vehicular, it didn't make the cut. I mean, everything's on the list, right? But I mean,
it's just going to take some time, public input, right? These are, when you have an asset like that is cherished by the community, it's important to seek that advice, right? This is how these things work.
Yeah.
Well, one other thing, Brian, that you and I have talked about, and Jim and I have talked about, and you're very passionate about this, and so is Eric and Jeff, and that is
Geese?
Cleaning up.
Pardon? Oh,
yeah. Geese. Yeah, not the geese. We're both passionate about that. But the, as I call it, the Bart Starr Corner on the Walnut Street Bridge right there on your side. Well, I know you're both sides of the bridge with you know, 2 hats you wear, but just want that corner cleaned up really nice. A new fence. Love to have a mural there. My man Spencer, who's the greatest artist for sports things in the world, is willing to do it free of charge. And I know, and I've got to 2 county board meetings, and they said, well, basically, it's up to the DOT. They own the sign. There's nothing we can do. But we could still make that corner look so much better, can't we?
At the end of the day, you just need a good champion to run with it.
Right.
Yeah. And so we're willing to do that as an organization. And I've tapped someone internally to kind of work with you on that.
Great.
And, you know, we'll tackle the DOT and the county. I mean, that doesn't concern me.
Great. Thank you.
And I it's going to take some work, especially with the DOT.
Will.
It'd be a lot of meetings and, you know, those. But they can move things. I mean, we worked with the DOT, with even the Fox River Trail. The DOT, they live here.
They do. Somebody,
they live here. So
they do.
To say we're not going to just throw the towel in before you even talk to them. I was surprised the county did that to Johnny, but whatever. You'll fix it.
And more importantly, we've got some private land there, some private space where we can do some things really special. Look, even if the sign You know, right. If they say this right. is the sign, fine. We can do something in that corner Absolutely. That looks great.
And even make it, it's like slanted right now. It's like it's settled there and everything. But, you know, Bart Starr Jr., been in contact with him through an intermediary. And he said, hey, we don't want to get involved if it's political or anything like that. We greatly appreciate what the city has done for our dad and thing. But when I sent him those pictures, he's like, holy cow. That would be really pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Especially one of the ones from Bart Starr from like 1961 type, that pose type thing. Yeah. And he even said, holy cow, that would really be something special. But they don't want to get, you know what I mean?
All right. The bar has been set.
Exactly.
Yeah. And he's been on the show too talking about that.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. I just want to, before you go, the NFL draft is coming up. And it's 11 months away, 10 months away. That's going to come quick. I mean, that's
faster than I think a lot of folks would like.
I do, but I think there's some real opportunities. There's opportunities for the city. There's opportunities for the downtown. There's opportunities for the residents to make some extra cash. Be it, you know, the bar, did you approve that? Are the bars open till 4? Did I ask you that?
Yeah, well, we can't approve that at the local level. That's a state decision.
All right.
Are you going to rent out your house?
Me? I'd like to.
Okay, he's going to.
I am. Yeah. Can you believe that's the first time I'm renting out my house? But the guy came over, took some pictures, is like, and then he told me what I could get for it, and I got another kid that's going to get married.
Like, that could pay for the wedding. So here's my thing, though. I want to open up a food court type thing called Youper Village.
Oh, boy. It's a good idea.
And cookies and all UP food. And it'll have like old barnwood for the structure and everything like that on a trailer. What do you think of that?
Who's your cook?
Me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. Wow. That's our only concern.
How is the first question?
We haven't worked through that.
You'll keep talking to too many people. You'll leave it on the oven.
That's right. Brian Johnson, always great having you on.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
Thanks for being so honest and cutting through BS and telling it like it is here for us.
Yeah, happy to be here.
All right. Thanks. Thank you very much. Okay, we'll be back with Ben and Deanna Malcor, Moving with the Malcor's Bay Area Realty. That's coming up. Steve Swann, former coach at Green Bay, coming up. Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin. Stay with us.
Or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Special thanks to Brian Johnson, Green Bay Alderman, joining us. And boy, he came out with some good information, didn't he?
Well, he works hard. He knows what's going on.
But he's got so many things working right now. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But I'm so humbly impressed that they want to do that Bart Starr thing that we approached. So that's going to happen.
The want is... Never. Yeah. The one's always been.
He'll find
there.
A way to get it done.
Okay, that's
because, like I said, I got stonewalled with what I try to do politically. So, but anyway, this is the Ben and Deanna Malcor Movie with the Malcor segment by Bay Area Realty. They are out of town, so Kristen Ambrose from Guaranteed Rate Mortgages here in their place to talk about something really, really exciting and something near and dear to our hearts.
Yes.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
First of all, you said your husband was a veteran.
He is.
What branch?
He was in the Navy.
Nice.
Yes.
Awesome. Very cool. Did you travel around the world with him?
Nope. It was before my time.
Oh, okay.
So I did not. But he talks to me about it. He got to serve. He was stationed out of Pearl Harbor.
Wow.
And he's a massive World War II fan. So it was just a really neat opportunity for him.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. He served in Desert Storm.
No kidding. That's phenomenal. All my respect.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll tell you what. Anybody that hasn't been to Pearl Harbor or the Punch Bowl where the cemetery is.
Sure.
And if you're... I'm just going to say a fan of World War II or something, or, you know, an advocate of it. You got to go there. That's such an important place.
Yes, you know? that's what he's obviously been there. I have not. So, but it is on my bucket list because I want to see all of that.
The part you get, you've been there, right, Jim?
Yes.
The part that when you're standing right above the USS Arizona and knowing there's bodies still in there.
Right. But what I was going to say is a lot of people like to go to Hawaii. You got to make sure that's on your bucket list.
Got to. Absolutely.
Yes.
So great having you here. Well,
yes,
go ahead
and
tell us what you're up to with this.
Yeah. So we are doing Guaranteed Rate has been tasked by our CEO, Victor Cerdelli, to raise. At first, we were starting because it's Military Appreciation Month.
Right.
And we do have the number one VA lender in the country with us. And so she came up with this idea and asked a few of us what we thought. I was lucky to be one of those people. And I was like, we have to do this. So a group of us got together. she's the mastermind behind it. But you see this pig here, right?
Yes.
So we're calling it Break the Bank.
Okay.
And it's just rate.com/breakthebank.
Okay.
We are donating to 9 different nonprofits, veteran nonprofits, veteran and military. They're all listed on that website. You can donate to one. You can donate to all of them. But what the cool thing is for every $1, they're going to match 2. And we started at 500,000. We've already broken that. So he upped it on our last day today. We have up to $1 million that he will 2-to-1 match for 9 different nonprofits. And what's awesome is the nonprofits are the really small ones that often get overlooked.
Great.
Operation Deployer Dress, Operation Vision, the smaller ones that really this amount of money is going to change a lot of these organizations.
Oh, yeah.
So we're very excited about it.
Outstanding.
Yes.
And you really.
Thank you for letting me plug that.
It's so important to us. We're glad you plugged it, but we also don't want to cross Victor Cedeli.
Yeah.
Sounds like that? The president of the place. She said that.
Yeah. Okay.
What are you telling guys, John?
Yeah, I mean, you made it sound like you knew him. Hey, Victor's listening, mine. I'll be careful.
Victor Cedeli, get out your wallet.
Hey, Python.
Right. That's really nice of him to do this. And I think people very generous. But you all, guaranteed rate.
Yes.
We would like that at 3%.
You and me both, Mayor. You and me both.
Yeah.
Yes.
But what? What are you seeing out there? And I know everybody asks you what the rates are going to be,
yes.
But you don't know. But I think you know more than a lot of us.
Right. So, I mean, rates are actually down right now. And I know that's crazy to say, but they're down from the height of where they were. So that's always good.
That's good
we
news.
See some movement
still
moving
in the sixes,
there.
Though?
They are still in the upper sixes, sometimes low sevens, depends on credit score.
But again, Deanna and I, we talked about this.
Yes.
Sometimes people have to put it in perspective.
Right.
Because I talk about when I came out of college, 1980.
Right.
It was 14% the interest rate. And then things, went down to historic lows, which I think we all assumed, that's the way it's always going to be. So it hasn't gone to those 14 to 18%. Exactly.
Correct.
So, but for younger people in their lifetime of looking at buying homes, it's always been pretty low. So you almost have to look at it from a historical perspective.
Yes, they
don't
know any different. All they've seen is
3% and 4%. But that's all they've
correct.
Seen.
Yep.
A little bit with that, though, and not everyone really studied economics, but they're like, why would you raise it? It's great when it's 1% or 2%. That's fair.
Right.
The other side is inflation, they were worried about prices going up, and so that to cool the country off, they raised those rates. I mean, that's what happened.
That's exactly what happened. So basically and I'll just speak, off the cuff here, but in layman's terms, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac said, we really want to help affordable housing. And with rates this low, we continue to drive the prices up because the demand is there.
Right.
So we were running out of housing for our middle class.
Right.
We're running out of housing for our affordable homes. So what they did was they went in about a year and a half ago and said, okay, if you're buying a second home or an investment property, we're going to raise those rates because we want to try to make sure that we're keeping as many properties as we can for the affordable housing.
Yeah.
And then with that being said, the inflation was the other part of it. So they raised rates to try to cool it. I've been doing this for 23 years. It was the fastest I'd ever seen rates go up. I think there was a total of 11.
It was shocking. Right. Almost just
every quarter.
Yeah.
Boom,
yes.
Boom, boom,
just,
boom.
And not even every quarter, sometimes a couple times a day.
Yeah.
I mean, you would turn around, talk to a client, and then have to go back and go, rates just went up.
Yeah.
Okay, rates just went up. Okay, you want to lock in right now because rates just went up again.
Yeah.
Wow. It was crazy.
But it was also a perfect storm in that there were so few available houses out there.
Right.
And you have 14 people going after them. Yeah. And it's it's almost like, okay, if they keep, they haven't gone down in a while, they keep going up. It almost feels like a panic buy where it's like, we got to grab something or they might get worse.
Well, that's exactly what started happening. So now all of a sudden you have people paying $20,000, $30,000 over their, mom and dad, grandma, grandpa are coming in with the cash because they don't know what to do. And appraisal gaps went away and inspections went away. And basically just, you give me your house and I'll pay you whatever you want for it. There was no real negotiating anymore.
And it wasn't a realistic type price. I mean, they would never appraise for some of these prices they're getting.
Right, exactly. And so it was a perfect storm of complete and utter chaos. And I don't think anybody, you guys know real estate. I don't think anybody loved that time that we lived in. It was crazy. The consumers didn't love it. The agents didn't love it. Us as loan officers were like, whoa, hold on. Okay. We're going to give you this money and we have no idea what kind of property you're getting.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's no inspections that have been done. You don't know what you're getting into.
Right.
And you want to make sure that the buyer going into it
and
is
I know
getting
some people,
a good,
to
good
get,
investment.
Get away from the appraisal contingency.
Yes.
They were having parents and stuff coming up with a big enough down payment to overcome it, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And if you don't have that,
then you don't have any options.
Exactly.
And that's too bad. But I think what's kind of good about that, a silver lining on, there are parents and grandparents that leave it when they die and give it to them now. Mm-hmm. Let them put it to work.
There was.
I know there's a lot of that. And I think that kind of loosened up a different way of thinking. Because everybody's like, when I die, you're going to get whatever.
You can use it more now.
Each kid's going to get $25,000. Now it's going to be like, hey, use it now. Buy that house you want. And I thought that was really cool that people did that.
We had a lot of that. Yeah. And it was really cool. Or we had a lot of moms and dads that would call. I talked to so many of them that would call and say, I just made so much money on my investments that I never saw I would be making. So I'm going to cash out this amount and give it to them.
Yeah.
And I'm still ahead. Yeah. So there was a lot of that, which was really cool to see.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it did need to even out. So I don't disagree with that. And also, you know, think what you will, but the economics say banks can't make any money at 1% or 2%. They really can't with what they have to pay out and things like that. So then you do have to have a mediocre price. So when I started in the industry, it was, you know, 7.5%, 8%.
Yeah.
And then I even still see when Facebook first started, and it tells you your post from 100 years ago, I feel like. And it was like, I'd have a post that would say, rates are now under 6.25. Call me today.
Jump
this
on
is the lowest they've ever been.
Yeah.
And now people were like, 6.25, that's robbery.
All right. Absolutely.
All right, so we're with Kristen Ambrose, who works with Guaranteed Rate right here in Green Bay.
Yes.
Where was your office?
Yep, we have offices all over Wisconsin. We have one right here in Green Bay and the Fox Valley.
Okay.
As well as all over the state.
For people listening, do you do, and that's what you do, you guarantee the rate for what, 30, do you do the 30-year mortgages or you do?
Yes, we do all mortgages.
Oh, you do all different types?
Yes, so we're what's considered an IMB or an independent mortgage bank. So we hold the loan, we close in our name, so we offer almost every loan product you could think of. Right now, we're over 250 loan products, which is amazing to have.
The products.
Products.
Was it you that mentioned a 40-year mortgage one day, Jim?
Yeah, do you?
I never heard of that before.
Did you ever?
The only time I've ever seen them was during the times where people were extending their period, like during the housing crisis.
Yeah,
when
it was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I thought it was fairly recent.
No, they're out of that thing.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Do you do commercial?
We're a residential lender, so everything
lender.
1 to 4 unit. Yep.
Okay, because I read this morning about because I usually want to read up before you guys come in, but they're very worried about the amount of money that's out there with commercial property.
Right.
And even you look across the street, there's not the 800 people they thought were going to be there. I mean, they're working from home and there's some vacant commercial buildings and they're just worried about some of these regional banks having a tough time. Because the large banks have like 10%, 15% of their loans commercial, where some of these regional banks have like 40-50%. So
they can, yep.
Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah,
but that's not you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know enough to talk very eloquently about it.
Me either. We just...
I can see that, Jim.
On the commercial side of things, that's a whole different ballgame. Right. I leave that to my commercial lender.
What type of client, when they walk through your door, do you say to yourself, okay, this is going to be great, we can jump right in this, or this can be a challenge? What two types do you see come through the door?
Well, we really have, and this is part of the inflationary, we either have people who have no money or people with a lot of money right now.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of in between.
Isn't that crazy?
It is very crazy. So, you know, you either have people who are interested in a lot of HELOCs right now.
A lot of what?
A HELOC, home equity line of credit.
Oh, okay.
Because they're not finding the house they want, so they're deciding to put the money back in and reinvest in their house, making it what they want.
Okay.
But we also have, we have an amazing down payment assistance program, and we utilize NeighborWorks, we utilize WIDA, but we also utilize a lot of the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac grants to help as well. So we have 8 different affordable home products right now. And then we also have an amazing jumbo product for anyone that's in the upper scale of, you know, loan amounts at $750,000 above. We do everything in between too. It's like kind of that soup to nuts thing.
But it is extremes, isn't
it? It's extremes right now. It really is.
That is not good.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the social stratification, that's just not good where this client
I don't
has
disagree.
This. And I mean, we just got to work on the middle class,
correct.
Right? I think I think the community, we just had an alderman in here and we talk about there's a lot of affordable housing that's being built in our city and in Green Bay and Appleton, Oshkosh, they're doing that. But
let me back up on that, Jim. But not, apartment wise, but not homes.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Not homes.
Correct.
So we just, and that's the middle class.
Exactly.
Homes.
They're looking for home, even starter homes.
But yes.
I think we had one guy in here and he's building 12 and he's like the champion of the community, you know, just, or maybe it was 20, but it just wasn't, you know, it wasn't the old days where they put this, you know, pick up 50, 60 acres and just really go to town. And
correct. The developing is where the builders are finding a hard time with the developing and the cost of it.
Right.
So then they have to put that onto the house prices.
And the labor, too, is a little bit of an issue. We've had those guys in.
Just
but,
getting the labor. And that's why it just, that's what upsets me. Because I even put a picture of my hard hat from 1978. And I told I'm looking for a labor job.
Well, they got it.
Spare time. To help building homes but for framing and stuff. Nobody's contacting
there's a
me.
Basement. There's a level. But
hey, we got a question here real quick, Jim. What about VA loans? Since you guys are so big in the VA thing.
We are. We're huge in VA. And we do in our office here in Green Bay. We write VA. It's very near and dear to our heart. Jim is a loan officer in our office in Green Bay. He's a veteran, obviously, here. So we have really great rates with VA. Very, very competitive. We also waive all of our lender fees.
Oh, wow.
Four of our veterans as a way to give back. So really good VA products.
So what is your 250 products? Name them. What's your most popular product right now? What are people doing or what do you can't really steer them, but I mean, what?
Yep. We can't steer them. Obviously. Correct. So we try to give multiple options. What's best for them. But really we're looking at 5 to 10% down. VA is huge. We've got a lot of national VA lenders out there that are being very predatory right now. And so we're able to really come in and help them on a local level.
Nice.
Save money and things like that. So VA is really big right now. And then obviously just the affordable housing.
Yeah. The NeighborWorks is a good organization.
Amazing organization. Amazing. I'm actually doing a discussion with them today.
Oh,
has the VA itself, the people that kind of run that whole program for the VA, have they, we've only got 1 minute. I want to pick this up as soon as we come back. Have they lightened up a little bit? Because I had a few veterans, you know, looking at homes, and if there's a crack window in the back of the garage, if paint was peeling on the windows.
That is all still there. However, there's escrow holdbacks to get around that. There's a lot of lenders that say they know VA and don't.
Okay.
And as long as you're working with somebody who does,
that's
they're
fair.
Not tough.
Can we hit on that as soon as we
can? Yeah, we sure can.
Because that was a battle at times.
It was.
Okay. Yep. We got to set a quick break. Kristen Ambos, Guaranteed Rate Mortgage, filling in for Ben and Deanna Malcor, moving with the Malcors. Interesting stuff, and I think really important stuff for
people.
Yes,
thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Stick with us.
You got
back
it.
After this.
Father, where's his Sunday best? Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep. He can't hang around.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday morning. Well, blustery Wednesday morning. Once again, Kristen Ambos from Guaranteed Rate Mortgage. They really work with veterans. And we just want to hit on something you're talking about there. And not just veterans, but when I was in real estate, I dealt with a lot of veterans. Yeah. Because I knew a lot of them. And they're going to be buying their... A lot of them had been deployed to Iraq, Afghanistan. Come back. They're married. You know, now they're going to get a house.
Yes.
And a lot of them... I'll be totally honest with you. A lot of them wanted to wait until their deployments were over before buying a house.
Right.
Just because, I mean, I hate to talk about scary stuff that can happen.
But, never know.
Okay. So then they come back and they're looking for that first home.
Right.
And things went insane. And they'd be like, I said, well, you got to get pre-approved. You got to get all, you know, let's get the ducks in. And they would say, okay, we're approved to, you know, 160. I said, okay, well, here's some for 140. Oh, no, we're 100. I said, well, the 160s are going for almost 200.
Right.
And it's, so what do you do when you have somebody like that come through the door? How do you work the math for them?
So it's a great point because it's exactly that. So if they're maxed out at a certain dollar amount, let's just keep the 160, right. Like you said.
Yeah.
It is, start looking at 140, 150.
Yeah.
Because you're probably going to need that wiggle room in there. So That's where it goes. So you've got a lot of people right now, too, that are want to max out every pre-approval letter. And that's not always the best thing for them either.
Right.
So we try to have that solid conversation with them about this is what it's going to look like if you max out. So
and it's not your last house.
Right.
See, I think people think that, you know, they want to have this and that. And there's things that I remember we bought our first house, but it's like, hey, look, we'll get there. And people have to understand that just because you're approved at 160, you can still spend 100. Maybe you can't find the house, but you don't have to spend it. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You're approved up to.
Yeah. And one of the things that we're actually doing a lunch and learn for our real estate agents in town here soon is they don't realize that they can do a VA renovation loan. They can do a regular renovation loan. So they could take a house at 100 and make it what they want. Right. And we'll work with them on that.
So that's a great point. This is good educational stuff.
Yes.
Here.
Right. There's options out there.
We've got, we got Joel Alec here who does a great job. They're veterans and, to educate them. But sometimes these veterans aren't as educated about, I'm not sure the military, says, hey, let's sit down and we're going to have a great talk about when you're done.
Yeah.
Sure
don't.
You know what I'm talking about? And so something like this, I think, could really help them, what you guys do, to just let them know all the things that are out there to help them.
Absolutely. It's all about creating education. We're a really big education firm.
But in defense of the military, things have changed in the last 10 years. Even with the healthcare, all the stuff that they pay for now that they did 10 years ago. And I'm sure these 250 products, they weren't all here 10 years ago.
No.
So, it's up to us. It's coming on everyone to all I can do is get either a 15 or 30 year. There's a lot of stuff in between.
There's so much in between. And that's why it's so important. People always say, what's the difference between you and the local credit union? And the main difference is we only do mortgages, where a local bank or credit union does car loans, mortgages. So they can only know so much.
Right.
They can only do so much. They can't have all the products we have when it's all we have. And we're pouring so many resources into mortgage to continue to expand it, make it better, so we can fill the gaps for people of what they're missing. That's what we're doing as an independent mortgage bank.
So do realtors then refer people to you? Or I'll be honest with you, I don't even know, where are you located? And I haven't seen a lot of advertising, but if it's on TV, I wouldn't see it. But what?
No, we do. I'm really big on the social media side.
Okay.
So we really do.
I wouldn't see that either.
Yeah. You got to start following me, Mayor. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
What? But is that I don't even have Bookface.
Bookface, right? Bookface.
You got a Bookface. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Too funny. We try to do a lot with the local community, but you're right. We do a lot with our realtors, our local real estate agents, because we believe that partnering with them and educating them, because most clients start with them. And so if we can help educate the real estate agents, that'll help educate the client. We also try to go consumer direct on a lot of levels. We work directly with American Foods Group.
AFG's great.
They're amazing.
They educate their employees.
They do such a good job.
Yeah,
and they
love them.
We've partnered with them to try and educate them even more on the mortgage side, because everyone knows that a company that has homeowners in it makes a stronger community, makes a stronger company, which then again makes a stronger, Green Bay and area. So that's what we really try to go back. And that's our mission as a mortgage bank.
I love it.
Let me throw this out there. Okay, so we got a guy and a wife, and they got a young child. The guy's got a good job, drives semi-truck and stuff like that, want to get their first house. Where do they start? What would you suggest for them?
I work
veteran or non-veteran?
Yeah. So it's so funny that you say that. I actually work with a lot of truck drivers because we have an app on our phone nobody's got access to a computer all the time, but everybody has an access to their phone, right? So we just put out a proprietary app, which is amazing. They can apply online. So I talk them through everything. They apply on the app. I get it immediately. Our team does all the work behind the scenes, collects the documents. So much as they can upload their pay stubs, bank statements, everything in a secure network. We do everything. They can DocuSign everything. We can even close with an online notary.
Wow.
So they don't even ever have to come in. Truck drivers love it, especially when they're over the road.
Sure.
Wow.
Yes.
Now that's customer service.
Well, that's finest.
I picked the perfect one for an
example. Yes, I love it. I got this one.
Well, yeah. And I was just going to ask that. No, that was great.
That's too funny.
I got a quick text here. I had the pleasure of working with Kristen Ocasion. She has good people and does great work.
Oh,
just got a text.
Wonderful. That's Thank you.
I can tell you good. You're
passionate.
Yeah, you're passionate. You care about this.
I love it.
And you've been doing it for 20 years, you said?
23.
So you know the industry.
Ins and outs and ups and downs. I'm not going anywhere now.
But I love your passion for the veterans, too.
Yes, it's huge. It's really big.
And just the education part is so important.
Massive.
Let me ask you, we've been with some politicians in the last couple. What does Green Bay need to do from a housing standpoint?
I really think it does have to come at the legislative level, especially with developing.
We need more development.
We need more development. And in order to keep those prices down, we need the overall development to go down. Now, obviously, we all know that there's a shortage with the blue-collar labor force, that we need to build those. And they're so important and so necessary. Right. And, maybe even giving more grants to get people and these kids involved in NWCTC, into the trades, into everything, so that we have more of that, so that it keeps the cost at bay. Right. We have good trades to build those.
And are you at Appleton and Oshkosh as well? Your branches and those?
Yep.
Okay, that's great.
Absolutely.
We have our listeners there as
Peshtigo,
well.
We have them from Peshtigo, Marinette, all the way down to Milwaukee and Madison. Wow.
I still say if I could have another life start over, I'd go to NWTC and learn and trade.
100%.
100%.
There's more unemployed lawyers than unemployed plumbers. I mean, it is so.
I couldn't agree more. My husband was 25 years in heating and cooling.
Yeah. Yep.
Amazing.
Yep. Yeah. And there's prestige to that. I mean, the boat's the boat, you know? And I think we have to work a little bit harder on that as a community. And
agreed.
These people that go to college and then they go back to TC to learn how to make some money, you know?
Correct.
Yep. I agree.
Anyway, 100%.
Great stuff. Kristen, this has been fantastic.
Thank you so much for having me.
Boy, you do a great job of presenting
everything. Thanks for doing this.
This is great.
Yeah, you know what you're doing.
Kristen Ambos, Guaranteed Rate Mortgage, filling in for Ben and Deanna Malcor, moving with the Malcor's Bay Area Realty. This has been great. We're going to tell them you were just phenomenal.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Back with Steve Swan, former assistant coach to Dick Bennett. When we come back, right after this.